Hey everyone, I've got some really exciting news for today, and I know I for one am totally pumped about this episode of Disruptarian Radio.
Oh my gosh, yes! You know, like, when Ryan told me what we'd be covering today, I was just, I mean, absolutely blown away by these developments.
So, we're diving into something pretty massive today. Trump's upcoming second term and, well, these absolutely wild pardons Biden's been handing out.
Right. And, you know what's really interesting is how these two stories are kind of, well, they're kind of intertwined in this really fascinating way.
Exactly. And I think our listeners are going to find this particularly interesting because we're looking at it through our usual, you know, that skeptical libertarian lens we're known for here on Disruptarian Radio.
Laughs. Not everyone will agree, but let's hope we all get something out of this conversation. We also encourage our guests to join our chat at disruptarian.com to give their thoughts. If we don't get to the chat now, we will surely see it later and possibly give some response. Or even better, if you send us a direct message on our social media, we may even invite you on as a guest.
All right, so let's dive into Trump's first term. I mean, wow, what a roller coaster that was from a libertarian perspective.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, there were these really interesting contradictions, you know? I mean, on one hand, we saw some genuine wins, but then there were definitely some concerning moments too.
One of the biggest wins, and I think we have to acknowledge this, was energy independence. The impact on everyday Americans through lower fuel costs was, well, it was pretty significant.
Right. And you know what else was actually pretty remarkable? The fact that he didn't start any new wars. Like, that's actually pretty rare for a modern president, isn't it?
Absolutely. The non-interventionist approach definitely aligned with libertarian principles there. But, well, there's also the flip side we need to address.
Oh yeah, like, the whole Second Amendment situation was nervous laugh. I mean, that was pretty concerning from our perspective, wasn't it? The whole take the guns first, due process second thing was just, wow.
That's exactly it. And let's not forget the bump stock ban. For someone who branded himself as the most pro-Second Amendment president in history, these moves were, well, they were problematic.
And you know what else was really interesting? The whole drain the swamp narrative kind of, well, it sort of fizzled out, didn't it? Like, remember all those promises about prosecuting political opponents that just never really happened? I am personally shocked that Hillary Clinton still walks freely after all of the harm she did to this country through her dirty dealings.
The classic case of campaign rhetoric versus actual governance. Though I will say, the economic impact of his energy policies did create some genuine positive change.
Yeah, totally. It's like, well, it's complicated, right? Some really good stuff mixed with some pretty concerning elements.
Now, shifting gears to Biden's presidency, particularly these last-minute pardons that, well, they've really stirred up quite a storm.
Oh my goodness, yes! Like, when I first saw the news, I literally had to read it twice because, you know, it's pretty shocking stuff, right?
The scope of these pardons is really something else. We're talking about Fauci, Milley, the entire January 6th committee.
And don't forget the biggest one of all. Like, his own son. I mean, nervous laugh. After all those times he said, you know, that thing about no one being above the law and everything.
That Hunter Biden pardon really does stand out. It's a complete reversal of his previous position and the timing.
Oh, totally. And you know what's really interesting? Like, the Fauci pardon, that one's particularly fascinating because there weren't even any formal charges, right? It's almost like, well, like a preemptive protection kind of thing.
Exactly. And then there's General Milley's pardon, which seems designed to shield him from any future investigations into the Afghanistan withdrawal.
Right. And what really gets me is how this all sort of Well, it kind of reshapes Biden's whole legacy, doesn't it? Like, all that talk about restoring normalcy and institutional integrity, and then this happens.
It's a pretty clear example of political favoritism, wouldn't you say? Especially considering the timing.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, well, it's almost like he waited until the very last moment when there was, you know, basically no political price to pay anymore. And that's just slight laugh. That's just not great for democracy, is it?
Let's talk about what we might expect from Trump's second term. I mean, there's a lot of anticipation, but also some real concerns here.
Oh, yes. And you know what's really interesting? Like, when you look at his first term, there's this kind of pattern of, well, big promises and then slight laugh, sometimes different outcomes, right?
The energy independence achievements were significant, but there are other areas where his base felt let down.
Exactly. And what really strikes me is how, like, with the whole drain the swamp thing, right? He's already kind of backing off on prosecuting political opponents, and, well, we've kind of seen this movie before, haven't we?
There's also the Second Amendment concerns. His previous stance on bump stocks and those comments about taking guns first.
Oh my goodness, yes. That's actually a really good point because, you know, a lot of his supporters are really, really hoping he'll be more consistent this time around on gun rights and everything.
Looking forward, what do you think are the key areas where Trump needs to focus?
Well, I think, like, if he really wants to make lasting change, he needs to tackle some of these big institutional issues, right? Like the Federal Reserve and the IRS, because without addressing those fundamental problems, we're just kind of, well, rearranging deck chairs, aren't we?
That's a crucial point. Economic freedom requires more than just surface level changes.
Totally. And you know what else is interesting? Like his stance on these culture war issues, the gender ideology stuff in schools and everything. I mean, that's going to be really challenging to actually implement, right? Like, how do you even enforce something like that at a federal level?
The implementation challenges could be significant. We've seen before how campaign promises can run into practical roadblocks.
Right, right. And I think that's why we need to be, well, cautiously optimistic, maybe. Like, hope for the best. But, you know, keep our expectations realistic about what can actually be accomplished in 4 years.
Well, Siobhan, looking back at everything we've discussed today, it's clear we're heading into some pretty interesting times with Trump's second term.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's really fascinating? Like, we've got this unique situation where we can actually compare his promises now to what happened in his first term, right?
That's exactly it. The next 4 years are going to be crucial for America's direction.
Totally. And I think, well, for all of us here at Disruptarian Radio, we're going to keep watching and analyzing every step of the way because there's just so much at stake, you know?
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. Keep thinking critically and we'll see you next time.
Oh, yes. And remember to follow us for more deep dives into politics, policy, and everything that matters. Bye, everyone. Light laugh.
While we are rebuilding, we thank you for tuning in to our virtual actors while we discuss issues and comment on social matters. We are accepting new guests and look forward to your input in our chat at www.disruptarian.com.